Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus raises the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Hey neighbors, our friend Don Schieber's got a good supply of some great seed wheat for you for planting this fall, including Bentley, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Endurance, all great OSU wheat varieties. All four varieties are certified, cleaned, and ready for delivery. The quality is exceptional this year. Germination, excellent. You can call Don to get more information and to book your seed, 405-880-2950. Don Schieber Seed Wheat, 405-880-2950.
Cattle markets continue their volatility today. Finished lower. September's down 225 at 140.27, about $1.80 off the lows. Of course, yesterday's extremely volatile move had everybody on edge as the market rallied sharply off the lows. It was oversold going into that rally yesterday, and that has obviously quit. But then without any follow-through buying today, the market generally is back on the sell side as people feel like the 2-year long ongoing downtrend may still be intact. Box beef at midday was down 43 in choice at 196.19. Select down 68 at 190.49. Feeder cattle index 144.18, down 12. And it looks like cash trade generally going to be about 110 to finish out the month of August. The August futures, which expired today, were 111.95, up 45 cents. Yesterday's volatile trade in action was mostly due to short covering rally. As the market started to rally, folks that were short the market started to buy that contract back, and those buy orders are what was driving the market higher. And then around the country, the sell barn started to go up, so it kind of fed on itself and closed the day about 4 higher yesterday.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today were under pressure for the corn and soybeans, while wheat was a little bit higher. We had export announcement this morning on corns, beans, and wheat. There was 138,000 metric tons of hard red winter wheat exported, and that left the Kansas City wheat up 2 to 3 cents. Chicago wheat was still down a penny, but that Kansas City wheat on the export market looks like it could be favorably priced at these levels. Now, corn was sold 275,000 and beans 187,000, so the export market across the board was fairly strong. All eyes are really still upon what's going to happen in the corn and bean production. Some groups are saying 170, one saying 172.6. For the national corn yield, both of those below the USDA. That same group is saying 48.5 on the corn, or excuse me, soybean yield, where the USDA is 48.9. So that's relatively weak, or lower than where the USDA was. Most people think the USDA was a little bit high. And so what impact will that have is if once we get into the middle part of the Midwest, will that have on corn prices and bean prices? Both of those are sold off so much and getting oversold that some people are expecting somewhat of a rally once harvest gets into Iowa. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.